Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone. It looks like we're starting to have a full switchboard for today. This is your host, Reverend Adam and J-Tree, J-Tree and Reverend Adam. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and welcome back, J-Tree. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope that everyone got the chance to listen to the show on Wednesday night, because it was a very powerful message, as well as it was a great show. I had some really great callers, and it was nice to be part and feel like part of a community again. And I know that there's more and more of us that are coming together, and we're gathering, we're coming to light. There's more of us spiritual beings that are actually coming and showing ourselves, and our family is all coming together. We've had the chance to meet with a couple people this week that we haven't had the chance to meet with in a while. And it was really enlightening to go back to basics and back to the roots. And I look forward to continuing my show as well as being part of this show. Thank you again, Reverend Adam.
You're more than welcome. And I understand you have a segment set up to.
I do.
For tonight.
There's, as you may or may not know, today is the spring equinox. And it's also known by Ostara. And of course, it's pronounced the same way, Ostara. It's March 19th through the 21st here in the Northern Hemisphere. The themes that go along with this are balance, renewal, action, beginnings, hope, and new possibilities. That's really a great thing to focus on right now, considering everything that's going on. This has many other names other than spring equinox, Lady Day, Mother's Day, equinox. So basically what the equinox is, as the first or second of the calendar, start our spring equinox, are 2 points of the sun's journey, which day and night of each month. The sun has crossed the celestial equator and will shine on Earth for longer each day until it reaches the zenith in the summer solstice. For Earth's inhabitants, this is a fortuitous moment as the scarcity of winter comes to an end and the growing season begins in earnest. On the modern calendar, this is the first day of spring. This is a time to reunite with the Earth on a tactile, and after many months spent largely indoors, gardening begins in earnest now as soil is prepared and seed trays are set out in the sunlight to sprout. Those who practice green witchcraft may perform seed blessing rituals if they did not already do so at Imbolc. Now, as you all remember, we did a show on Imbolc as well, and we talked about the significance, what it meant, how it is the beginning that the earth starts to wake back up again, and the ice starts to melt, and the water starts to flow, and Mother Earth comes back into being. On a good note tonight, I have noticed that there's been some posts. I'm hoping that they're true and that they're real, that because of this shutdown of the world that we're going through right now, there is less pollution and Mother Earth is trying and starting to heal herself. That is a good sign for us as human beings, that it is a shame that we had to get to this point as human beings to do what we needed to do in order for the earth to shut down so that way we could stop polluting it and putting all the junk into the atmosphere, burning up the ozone, causing acid rain. Now, this isn't going to go away overnight, but it's a good start, and it's nice to see that the healing has started, and may it all just continuously keep going. This is a remembrance in spring, too, that we are asking for balance. We do want the best. We know that spring things are growing. That means that there's going to be more trees, more flowers, more bees, more of everything that's going to cause photosynthesis, that's going to clean the air, that's going to clean the earth. And it's a wonderful time to be alive right now, to see the transformations the way that they're coming through.
Wonderful. Thank you, J-Tree, for that.
I have something else I'd like to share with you guys tonight. It's called the amethyst. A lot of people have them. They are for the third eye, the crown, and the higher crown. The zodiac sign, of course, is Aquarius and Pisces. The planets are Neptune and Jupiter. Jupiter and Neptune. I'm so sorry that I messed that up as badly as I did.
That's all right.
So these are beneficial for physical, emotional, and psychological pain, decision-making, recurrent nightmares, geopathic stress, protection against thieves, anger, rage, fear, anxiety, grief, neutral transmission, dreams, alcoholism, hormone production and endocrine system, metabolism, cleansing and eliminating organs, immune system, blood, headache, bruises, injuries, swellings, burns, hearing disorders, lungs, respiratory tract, skin complaints, cellular disorders, digestive tract, regular flora, removing parasites, reabsorption of water, insomnia, psychiatric conditions other than paranoia or schizophrenia. So the amethyst derives from the Greek for to be intoxicated and was worn to prevent drunkenness. Promotion, love of the divine. Amethyst encourages selflessness and spiritual wisdom. Opening multidimensional awareness, it enhances metaphysical abilities and is an excellent stone for meditation and scrying. Sleeping with amethyst facilitates out-of-body experiences, helps dream recall, and assist visualization. It guards against psychic attack, transmuting it into love. A natural tranquilizer, amethyst blocks geopathic stress and negative environmental energies, harmonizing the physical, mental, and emotional bodies and linking them to the spiritual. It purifies the aura. Amethyst is helpful for people about to make the transition through crossing over and supports coming to terms with loss. So this is one of the best ones and the cheapest ones that you're going to find actually out practically anywhere. You can find these now big stones at, I think even Walmart carries them now along with the salt lamps. You can get these. You don't have to go to a metaphysical shop to get these now. You can order these online. And remember that when you get your amethyst for the first time, what you want to do is run underneath cold water and you want to cleanse it. So that way, when you go ahead to use your amethyst, it will actually do what it's supposed to, as opposed to having all that negative energy or different energy that's attached to it first. Make sure that you clean it with the cold running water underneath the tap, in a stream, anywhere that you're able to have running water, because what it'll do is it'll take all the negative out of it, and then you can make it yours with your touch as you dry it with a white cloth, so that way you take all the negative and past impurities that are left on there and take them off. So that's my bit for tonight. Thank you, Reverend Adam, for letting me going ahead and doing a segment again.
Well, we always enjoy your segments, and they're very informative. Thank you, J-Tree.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, we're going to take callers today on today's show, and we're going to bring you on air. You're going to have a chance to go ahead and ask your question. As we bring you each on air, we're going to ask you to say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. But today we're going to do a little something different at the same time. While still asking your question, all the normal routines, we want you each to share a little bit afterwards about what you feel is going on in the world around us today, and how you guys are coping with it, how you guys are doing. So our first caller today is going to be area code 205. First three digits are going to be 675. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, J-Tree. Hi, Reverend Adams. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia.
And hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, my question is good to hear from you. Both to hear you on, you know, again, it is truly
Thank
good.
You.
I enjoy your show. You're welcome. I have a question, partner. I've all of a sudden started texting and calling in the last couple of days. What are you picking up around him? I haven't talked to him in just a minute. So it's not like we, we could, I guess you can say friends. It's cordial enough for us to talk, but he seemed to be insisting. I've yet to return his phone call or his text because it's, I don't know, it's, I'm concerned about
all
why
right,
he's
all right.
Homeless.
What I'm getting here, what I'm getting here is go ahead and communicate with him temporarily. See if everything is okay and not an extreme emergency. If it's not an extreme emergency, my best feeling on this one is to cut it off.
Okay.
You know, at this point in time, things have changed on the energy levels. And what I mean by this is that at one time it may have been positive, but right now I'm just feeling like this is someone we cannot be around. They've chosen a different route.
Okay.
All righty. Well, we wish you the best on that one. Do you want to share with us how you are coping with today's world and what we're kind of going through as a world right now?
Yes. The way I'm coping with it is I'm meditating more. I'm meditating more.
Patricia, are you smudging?
I'm not smudging.
Girl,
get yourself
sage stick and light that,
right,
and smudge the inside of your home, because that's 97% effective of germs as well as bacteria. Do yourself the favor, honey. Go ahead and get yourself a smudge stick and walk through the whole entire house and blow that shit everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll try that. Yeah. I've been meditating. That's been working out. It just seemed like a whole lot of, Lord, if you watch the news, while you're trying to, you know, get the facts, it's plenty of pushing the fear out there, you know, and it's just,
oh yeah,
there's
fear everywhere, honey, but we can't be afraid. We cannot go into this with fear. And at the end of the day, it may be a real viral infection that's going around, but we have been through hell and high water. We have been through bird flu. We have been through the swine flu. We have been through, you know, mad cow disease. That's just to name a few. Everything gets in hype and hype and hype. This is the first time it's gone as far as closing down countries and putting people on a lockdown and hearing about martial law being reinforced. But at this point, you know, we know that this world, everybody out there, the officials are trying to do everything they can to keep us safe. But at this point, people are going out and they're worried about toilet paper, of all things. If you're going to be smart about it, screw the toilet paper. Get yourself some food. Go out and get yourself some food. Rice and beans, honey. That'll last on the shelf for years. Okay?
Right.
Especially if it's a dried rice and beans. All you need is some water. Boil your water. Make it good, you know? People don't know how to survive anymore. But that's my hype, because people are looking at toilet paper as, oh, my God, we're going to run out. What are we going to do? We're not going to be comfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay. And then, you know, that originates from different places where they believed if they ran out of masks for their face, they could use toilet paper to cover themselves up.
Ah, okay. Right.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I totally agree. The food is definitely what is gonna, you know, it would be our survival, and not that toilet paper, because you can improvise if you have to, you know.
Oh,
when it comes
You know, nothing like some little leaves wouldn't take care of, okay?
That's true.
Just make sure that they're not the shiny leaves, you know.
Right, no sumac.
Don't be doing that.
That's right. And if all fails with power, let's take some stones and sticks and let's rub them together and let's get the fire going, because we can still cook some beans and rice.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing, and we're going to wish you the best of times out there.
It's so good to talk to you, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy when we have discussions. You're just amazing.
Yeah.
You keep calling in, honey.
I love you both.
I love talking to you.
Thank
you.
Yeah. I love you both.
And make sure you stay safe, okay? And stay
healthy,
healthy.
My love.
You both as well. Thank you. I love
Thank
you.
You.
Have a great one.
Right, love you too.
Love
bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Hey. Bye. I love having callers
yes.
like that. That's amazing. She's just. You know, I just love to talk to everybody, and she just brightens my day every time I speak
yeah.
with her. She calls in on my show on Wednesday.
You know,
too.
It's people like this that help us understand there's still good in the world,
yeah.
and there's still love and light out there, and, you know, there's still people with a good head on their shoulders.
Yep.
All right, our next caller today is going to be area code. Let me see here. Yep, there we go. 631, first three digits are going to be 909.
Hello, thanks for taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne, and
Hi,
I'm just wondering if you saw any changes with love or career or anything.
Okay, one moment, please. You know, we've got a little bit of a feedback here. I can hear myself in the background. That's weird. Give me one moment, please. Yeah, well, aside from what's going on in the world right now, kind of screwing around with companies shutting down and limiting their hours and all sorts of stuff, I do feel that going forward, the career is improving, okay? I'm feeling like over the next few weeks, the next couple of months, the career gets better. There's a whole bunch of doorways that are opening up. And it looks like all the efforts
I'm working at a school and it's closed till it reopens, but I wanted to try to get a different school job closer to home.
Yeah, well, you might be doing something school related, but it might not be direct with the school. It might be homeschooling.
No.
So,
because I'm a teacher aide, so I can't really do
homeschooling.
I was thinking maybe work on a bus or something. I'm going back to school when it reopens.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't have a job. I just was looking for something closer to home as a teacher
yeah,
aide or a bus monitor.
Yeah, there's something else opening up for you. That's why I'm seeing doorways opening. So whatever you need is what's going to be provided, okay?
Do you think it's just staying to the school I'm at to the end of June, or do you see something different?
Well, we're only doing one question per caller, but let me verify for you, okay? I am feeling that there is something going on here where you're going to be working close to home.
Great. I can't wait.
All right.
I mean, I don't even know if the schools are going to go back to until June. Or they're supposed to go back in a week and a half.
Honey, we don't know what's going to go on because
no
it's,
one
it's
does.
Just, it's
not
bad
even
all
psychic
the way around.
Vibes.
There's more and more things that are closing. We live in Georgia, and there's restaurants that are closing. We were at a restaurant today for brunch, and they were saying that they don't know how much longer they're going to be open because they can't get their food truck. So, I mean, it's not good, hon.
I know. I live in New York, and everything's closed down by tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's going to be okay. Just stay safe. Stay healthy. You'll be okay. The schools will reopen in good timing. But as far as I know, even evictions and having the power and electric shut off, any of these programs are not going to be permitted right now to hurt anybody because of what's going on.
Okay.
Try and be safe and stay healthy, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. A little bit of a gargle on that connection there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next caller is going to be 520. First three digits are going to be 234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
From Arizona. Hey, I
yep.
love you. I love you guys. And so I want to tell you it's coming up for me on this COVID, if I'm saying it right, is that I'll start crying when I see how people are hoarding. you know, if I'm out there physically, I mean, I want to cry now. I can't.
Well, that's because, Lisa, we've known for years that you're an empath.
Oh, bless you. And then the other part about it is I feel more sensitive towards folks that, you know, and the media has something to do with that, and I'm glad, that are giving recognition to the people. I was parked next to someone from another culture in the Walmart parking lot this morning, and she was blasting her music, and she was an older lady. And normally I would have said to myself, the nerve, you know, she's blasting her music. Does she think everyone wants to listen to that? Instead, I rolled down my window, and I started dancing, and I was showing her. And I'm so, I feel more of a kinship in some ways. You know, of course, I'm, you know, blocking my face with a scarf sometimes.
Yeah.
But in many ways, it does feel more like a kinship in many ways. And I felt sad because she got out of her car. She was smoking, so I don't know if it was that, but she was hacking up a storm, and she was walking into the Walmart store to work. And I just hope she's okay. But I wanted to ask you all.
Blessings and love and light and healing energy to everyone out there in that condition.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. I wanted to ask you all, my little grandson, I texted his mother, and I said, how's he doing? He lives on the opposite end of the state. And she said, he's quarantined with his other brothers. And I didn't say anything. I just said, well, send my love to him. And am I not going to be able to see him for the next 3 months? Because that's what I'm hearing from spiritualists. This is probably going to last 3 months out, you know, flatline.
I honestly, Lisa, I don't see that happening. Your family, you're going to be able to see him whenever you want to, unless they do a complete lockdown. And when Adam and I, we were out today, we were discussing this earlier, and there's not enough people in the world to keep us all inside. We will see our loved ones. We will travel. We will get in our cars. We will go, as opposed to flying. If they live someplace that we have to fly to, it's a different story. But if we can drive to them, we can leave our homes, get into our cars, go and see them. And we know that we don't have any kind of virus on us that we're going to take with us. And they're not going to have one either, because we're all taking care of ourselves.
Right. And, you know, hon, I really know that it's going to be, you know, longer than 3 months that this is going to take to really settle down. But the lockdown itself will not probably be a full 3 months. Okay. The lockdown is only going to be a little bit of time.
Yeah.
It might be a week. It might be 2 weeks. But at the end of the day, I'm feeling like this is not something to panic over. This is something that's obviously impacting all of us empathic people, all of us clairsentients. But it's not something to fear. It is not something to completely guard ourselves with a hazmat suit and go insane over. We cannot fear that of which we do not want to give power to. Okay?
Yeah.
So reminding you, you will be able to see your loved one. You will be able to know that they're going to be okay. Just trust in Source and trust in the divine grace that is our guide.
God and Goddess both have our backs until they close gas stations and close grocery stores. I'm not going to worry, because those are essentials. They have to keep those open. They don't have to keep restaurants open. They don't have to keep chains open. They don't have to keep anything open except for gas stations, as well as restaurants of some sort and capacity, as well as grocery stores, because we all need groceries. And like the caller was saying before, we can improvise with toilet paper. You know what I mean? So when I go to the grocery store, which we went to two different ones today, we thanked everybody that was there. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And I would really recommend that everybody do the same thing. These people don't have to be there. They don't have to do their job.
That is right. But they're there ensuring that we all have what we need.
And I think that they all deserve at least a $10 an hour raise for what they're putting up with and what they're going through. And any corporation that's not doing it is foolish.
That's correct, because you got to value your employees.
Start paying them the way you pay these overpriced zealot athletes and this, that, and the other thing. You know, they're more important than the damn athletes and the superstars right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood has shut down, and so it's all the
stadiums.
These
are the heroes of this time.
These are our heroes, and the nurses and the doctors that work endlessly and tirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Well,
I embrace it. You know, thank you.
Thank you.
We love you, Lisa.
We're
going to
wish you well.
I love you both. I love you both.
Stay healthy.
Both well.
Stay healthy, my love.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next caller today is area code 111111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Well,
thank you.
Doing
great, Lisa. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. So I did get your information that you just gave the last call in regards to the coronavirus. So trying to see. Yeah. I'm still working, by the way. That's number one. But number two, I was planning on looking for a second job. I'm not sure if I should just continue looking and get started or
find something reputable that you can do from home.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking about, too. Okay.
There's more and more, Lisa, that are going to be corporations that are going to need to have the extra people working from home that already have laptops and already have phones and already have this and already have that. There is a major shift that's going on right now. And this is the prime time to find something to work from home, whether it be part-time, full-time, because corporations, I work for one of the biggest corporations in the world. I work for Cisco. And they've started us going on Tuesday this week, Cisco Foods. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday this week, they said, you're all going home and working from home. What a blessing that is. But you know something? I still got to go to the grocery store. I still got to go to the laundromat. I still got to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I feel too. Yep. I agree with you. All right. So that kind of answers my question. So I know exactly what to do now.
Well, best of luck. So how are you coping with everything right now?
I am coping actually fine. I've just been taking my vitamin C and drinking lots of orange juice.
Hot liquids?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I go to work, but I keep my hand sanitizer. I still kind of get up and wash my hands, you know. When
Oy, honey,
drink,
hand
I wash my
sanitizer
hand
is not going to do anything. Okay.
Really?
Hand sanitizer, it's only going to make you weaker to what's out there. Okay? What you need to do is, like old school, okay, you got to build up that immune system. So
burn some sage.
Burn some sage.
Wash your hands.
You know, wash your hands. Be smart about it, but, you know, don't overexpose yourself either. And what you can do is maybe an oil diffuser with some eucalyptus oil in it, okay? Hot liquids is okay. Doing cold liquids is okay to a degree. But you want to make sure that you're not going overboard. Hand sanitizer is only going to spread it around, and it's not going to completely kill anything, okay?
And you can always do one of the things
it's only
that
gonna
I like
dry
to
out
holistically.
The hand.
One of my favorite holistic things is, I don't know if you drink or not, but I do a shot of apple whiskey every day because that's sanitizing from the inside out, and I would highly suggest it, especially like if you have sleeping problems. It's good to help you sleep at night.
All right. You sound like my doctor, too. One time I had the flu, was about a year ago. Told me, stop using hand sanitizer, okay? So you're right. So I'll just leave that alone and just go.
Hand sanitizer, honey, is what the Meshuggahs are doing right now, all right?
Okay.
All right. Have fun and stay healthy.
Stay healthy, my love.
You guys stay safe, too.
Thank you.
All right, I'll call you back in a few weeks. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, she's always cool.
So let's not forget that we have merlinsstaff.com, merlinsstaff.com. We have wiccantreeoflife.com, wiccan, tree, treeoflife.com. You can also find me on Facebook under the same. You can call in to get a reading at 678-791-8913, or you can also call in and schedule an appointment by using that phone number. So there's many avenues that are there. Sign up wiccantreeoflife.com. Go ahead and sign up for the mailing list, as well as take a look at some of the new products that we have. We're adding more and more all the time.
We're starting to come out with daily blogs on Merlin Staff and wiccantreeoflife.com. So please check them out and tune in. Thank you, Jay.
You're very welcome. And don't forget, on Wednesday nights, we have The Witches Inn. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it's on Blog Talk Radio, too.
Yes. And Jay is your host of The Witches Inn, sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio. Next caller today is going to be area code 434. First three digits are going to be 996. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. How are you coping with the coronavirus out there in today's times?
I'm coping by just going like just for small walks and then standing outside, but not going to public places.
Understandable. Okay. So you're being cautious, hopefully not over cautious. And what can we do for you today?
I was wondering if I'll meet anybody. I don't need to name names, but I was wondering if I'll meet anybody that's going to have like a near-death experience that's going to ease my fear of death.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a very unique question. Okay. Give us one moment and we will try and get that answer for you best we can.
I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Khalil.
Khalil.
Yeah.
Well, Khalil, I do see something that's cloudy that's ahead of you, but I can't pinpoint it. That's something that sounds going to work.
Yeah, and what I'm feeling here is that it's not so much the witnessing of it that you need to have. It's the inner work that you have to do on yourself. Sometimes we look for an outer or an external source to help us overcome or heal from a fear or whatever we might have. But in the end, we need to work on our inner self in order to heal certain things. And the best way to do that is to go within. You know, where does that trauma really come from within you? Where does that fear really come from or stem from? Does it come from childhood? Does it come from being kept away from certain things or being exposed to them? And then a lot of times, for example, what I would like to suggest to you, and I knew this time would come that somebody would ask yet again, I want you to close your eyes and picture when you close your eyes, what do you see? I want you to pay attention to what do you see when you close your eyes, because that's what it's like when we go to cross over and before we're through the veil.
Clouds.
Yep. Well, clouds are a small part of it. It's different for everyone, but there's nothing but the abyss before we cross over to the next world. The abyss is the place where nothing exists whatsoever.
Okay.
So it's not the crossing that matters here. I think the process is what you are most afraid of. When there is no life left in the vessel, okay? And that is what I think disturbs you the most.
But remember, energy transforms. So whatever we have that's here in the physical plane that we have that is our eye color, our being, our physical self that you can physically touch, that is just a shell. We are a soul that is within the shell that's energy. And when we cross over, Khalil, we take our energy and we transform it into something different.
we leave that body, and that body is recycled back into the physical energy plane, but the soul moves on and inhabits the next form of life.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I hope that helps to the best of our abilities. That's what we could share with you at this moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, we're going to take a brief commercial break, and we'll be back with you shortly. All right, we are back live and on air, and we're going to go ahead and get to our next callers now. I want to make sure we get to everyone, so it's imperative for me to double check here. Okay, hold time. All right, our next caller today, I believe, is 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio. How are you this evening?
Good, Sharon.
Doing
how
wonderful,
are you?
Sharon. Thank you.
Good. My question is, this Monday I have an interview for a contract position, possibly full or possibly permanent, but they don't know that till after 6 months. Her name's Amy. Do you feel I have a good chance of getting it?
Hands down.
No.
Yeah, I can see your, I can see this interview going really, really well. I can see in a sense that there's something really great that's going to come out of it. They may offer you a virtual position right from the get-go, but you'll have to go in for training.
Right. You're right. It's banking.
Or they'll have
it's
to do like a meeting training with you or something, but I can foresee this coming to fruition.
Yeah, hands down, she's got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I've been out for 3 months now. Well, I'm doing people's taxes, but that, you know, people are crazy. They're not going to come in and get them done by doing
it
online.
That only does so much.
But
mm-hmm.
I know thank you very much, first of all, for answering my question. As far as the virus, you know what, I take it I take it day by day. That's what I do. But I feel so sorry for people who have their own businesses that need that's their
butter.
Oh,
we were
butter.
Just talking about that.
I know, isn't that horrible?
1 week can hurt your whole year. I mean,
hell,
you understand?
2 days
I
can hurt your entire business.
I know that.
There's going to be so much that's going to, this just has topsy-turvy everything, Sharon. And, you know, I'm not worried about the corporations because they've got more than enough money that they're not going to care. But one of the things that the CEO of Cisco had said this week, that the American public is not going to need to worry about groceries at the grocery stores because if need be, Cisco Foods will step in. And the CEO of the company said this.
You worked at it.
A full broadcast with CNN, and I almost fell off the chair. I was like, I've never seen such generosity before in my life.
Yeah.
We will all eat. We will all keep having food.
Yep.
And I don't know if you have it near you or not, but there's Indian grocery stores, Asian grocery stores,
Spanish grocery stores.
These places all have stock shelves, and they all have food.
And TP because nobody thinks about buying food.
Yeah, and paper towels and tissues and napkins. And I mean, I can't plug them up.
I can't help myself.
That's where we shop all the time because they've got what we need. We went into Publix today, hardly anything in there.
Right. And I have never seen the freezer section so empty. What makes them think if the power is going to go out that their freezer stuff is still going to be good?
Right?
I know.
I mean, backup generators is one thing, but you can't run a whole house off.
We'll have to get back to basics, back to the way that it used to be, where people are going to have to cook for themselves.
Right.
Because you can't, I mean, you're lucky if you can find a place to even do takeout.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say social distance.
Guys, I couldn't get my hair cut. My hair salon's closed. Can you believe my beauty salon is closed?
I mean,
I can believe it.
It's because there is fear in everybody, and it's mass hysteria.
And
Yeah. So stay safe, okay?
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. What does frogs mean for you? It's a very obscure question I have for you, but what do frogs mean to you?
Frogs. Oh my gosh, that they're disgusting. That I was
I know, right?
One, if someone jumped on me, I'd be so afraid. I'm not afraid, but you know, I'm like, ew. I know that one. But you know, when I was, my dad just died. That's so funny that you would say that, though.
Oh,
my father just passed away 6 weeks ago. And that's why I'm so emotional. If you pick up my, I'm so moody, but it was a big loss for me. But when we were little, we used to go to the park. And we used to look for frogs in the swamps when we were little. And I don't know. We did that when I was like 10 years old every Sunday.
Okay. Well, he just showed me a frog, okay? And they're like the little green ones, okay? Like really green. And like almost hot green, I guess. But anyway, it was frogs. And he showed me frogs so you know he's with you.
That's so funny. He's probably telling me I got to jump and quit sitting around feeling sorry for myself because it's a work thing. But you're right. We did frogs. That is such a memory of him, all three of us. And I have two other sisters. Oh, we'd fight. Oh, I get, you know. But that was a big part of our growing up, going to the swamps and picking up frogs. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, honey. The swamps, no less. That's where they got the really bright frogs.
I know. Huh? Yep.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful time and stay healthy.
Stay well, my friend.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Next caller today is 917. First three digits are 538. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by 917-538. You are live and on air. Okay. Sorry we couldn't get to you. All right. Next caller is 111-111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. Melissa.
Hi there. How you doing?
A great show, nice topic. Thank you for taking my call. Again, the best in the field. My question is, so a job, the woman I have now, what situation about the hours? I know he told me today that he does go some people, you know, he's not letting me go. We had some couple of arguments.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, that's my thing. You know, I'm kind of very worried about that.
I know. Well, don't worry about it. I've got your back, okay? It's going to work out for you.
And how am I staying safe? I'm staying calm and patient and not hoarding, just being calm, sending love and light to people. Because, like you said, from the beginning, so, yeah, thank you. I ran out of point saying that. We've been through hell, and we got through. Excuse me for saying hell.
Yeah, I am.
Sorry, I said worse.
Thank you. A lot worse. So don't worry about it, honey.
Thank you so much.
Well, you have a good night, and stay healthy, and stay safe, please.
Stay well, Melissa.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, next caller today is area code 305. First three digits are 443. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Eileen, and I'm in Miami, Florida. And I don't really have a question. Hi. I just wanted to share my feelings about the reset that's taking shape across the planet, is that I think people are now having a chance, an opportunity to slow their lives down so that they can tune in to their inner voice and their inner feelings and their inner desires and wants. I wish I could have done this. I wish I could. I have time to do this. I wish I have time to do this. Well, now people have the time to maybe write a book, you know, to do something creative, do some cooking, work in their garden, join up with friends on the telephone. We fortunately have the internet, so we can use the technology that's with us to communicate with friends and family like that. But in our own lives, we can go within and pull out new talents and new opportunities that we wished we could never tap into. Yeah. And who knows, maybe people's lives are going to completely change direction from where they were working that they hated.
There's always a bright side.
There's always a bright side. And, you know, when they might all of a sudden realize, oh, my God, I want to do acting, and I'm going to start taking classes online, you see? And now they change course of their whole life rather than staying in the past. And
what
the way
did you say your first name was?
Eileen,
I love you. I am so, oh my God, you are speaking my language. You are just amazing. You just, wow, it's like I'm hearing a mirror of myself right now. Please go on.
So what Spirit's talking to me about is there's no airplanes putting out chemtrails and smoking up our heavens. There's no cruise ships out there poisoning the sea with, you know, they dump a lot of stuff in the ocean. Well, the oceans now are getting a chance to breathe and to come back to their clarity, so that when we do have a chance to go there, we're going to have a different kind of respect for themselves, for the sea, because we'll have a different respect for ourselves, you see? And I think that's what the time now is for people to start awareness and waking up to, is that they are Mother Earth, they are Mother Nature. And the material plane is going to be available, but it's not going to be so necessary for their own joy and happiness. And so much of that has been filling people's lives for years, and traveling here and going there and doing this and doing that and doing this. And I'm exhausted. I need a time to take a break. Well, this is kind of like a little mini vacation, you know? Mm. And at the same time, if you start paying attention.
My mama, as she takes her herself back,
Yeah, Mother Nature has had enough, and she's sick of this shit. She's like, guess what? You want to play, you're going to have to pay, and now it's our time.
Yeah, and we're entering the Aquarian Age, and this is where humanity is coming together as a brotherhood of light. And the wisdom that we can share with one another is going
to
be so overwhelming.
The Aquarius.
So we're on the edge of this. So, like, all the systems that don't work for us are going to start to become unmantled, and it might really upset a lot of people, but at the same time, it has to happen so people can start becoming human again, you know, human, right?
Right.
Getting in touch
It's a shame, though, that we didn't take a technology hit. We took a physical labor hit, for lack of better terms, because all these – I have a daughter that is in the restaurant field, and she sent me a message today. She goes, Dad, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, baby, what's wrong? And she goes, they closed the doors. It was bad before, but now I have no income at all.
Okay, so in Miami today on the TV, there was a restaurant, and then there was a food supermarket, and people were going to the supermarket, and there weren't enough people there to work, so they join forces, and the people who were not at the restaurant were now being hired by the supermarket to work there.
Thank God.
You see, so everybody, there are a lot of people turning to the light now, and in hearing the light, they're hearing their inner voice, and their inner voice is giving them guidance. And if more and more people started doing that, they, like I said, their whole careers will start going in a different direction. And there'll be a lot more healing, and there'll be a lot more love, and there'll be a lot more consciousness, and there'll be a lot more a variation of opportunities and chances to spend with the people that you love, rather than, you know, maybe it's 4 hours a week of work instead of 8 or 7 or whatever
That's
the case may be. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And they'll be better off in benefits and everything, too, because I actually came from the restaurant field, and I know that if you're not an executive, you don't make benefits unless you're manager, this, that, or the other thing. So you've got all these people that live hand-to-mouth pretty much that are not necessarily working. They're working to survive, and they're working to pay their bills. But when this has happened, I mean, my daughter used to work in grocery store, and she said, Dad, I don't want to do it again. And I'm like, babe, if you got to do it, you got to do it.
She doesn't want to do that. So now everybody has a chance to say, okay, what do I really want to do? What do I want to do? What do I want to do? And they have
right.
to sit still because they have to, they can sit still. You know, the quarantine, in a sense, I'm not quarantined. I mean, I went out walking this morning, but I'm not going in crowded places. I don't hang out with groups. But there was a time last week when I did my groceries and I did all my doctor appointments and all that. And any time, and not, the roads are lighter now, and you know, you see. And when I did have my appointments, I'd go there, and God would keep space around me. It was really interesting how that would happen, you know?
Yes.
Because this is a time of focus, you know, on what it is you want to do in the day. And don't pick up your smartphone and don't go to the computer. Go to your heart song. Sing it. Listen to the singing of your heart. Are there books that you want to read that you haven't had to be able to read? Well, start reading them out. Maybe you're going to learn something new. See what I mean? There's so many opportunities. Oh, wait, one more thing.
The
only thing that I'm really happy about is that I'm not hearing any news about bombs and wars and, you know, all that kind of crap on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Are you the one that just texted me on Wix?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
we
I
had
just,
her
you know, in my
trying
quietude,
to communicate through Wix.
Oh,
yeah. In my quietude, Spirit tells me these things. And he goes, did you notice?
Well, I mean, of course, honey.
On the same aspect,
hair,
too, though, I've got a son that's in school that is a hands-on vocational learning, and they've shut that down. Now all it is just, and he's got to have the hands-on. So, I mean, there's both ends of the spectrum, too.
I mean,
yeah,
there's a good and a bad with everything.
I know, but they can do this over Zoom. I was talking to a friend today, and her daughter helps people, children in schools that are disabled on some level. So now they can work with Zoom or Skype or something like that. And they
yeah, well, the thing
with
his is that it's welding, and they can't do that via the technology. What I can share with you is, yes, you have a lot of points, and there's a lot of good.
Wait, you're all breaking up. You're all breaking up. I can't hear any of that.
Okay. Can you hear us a little better now? Hello?
Go ahead. Keep talking. Yeah, you can't do hands-on like that. I get it.
Yeah. But what we're saying is that there's a lot of good points you have, and a lot of it is very true. They turn out for a reason. There is always a reason behind everything. And in this one, in a way, it's Mama Earth taking herself back, getting her a chance to heal, getting the world population a chance to heal, having the environment changing, having people change their minds, finding themselves again. But you know as well as I do, as well as Spirit knows, and I'm the gatekeeper of worlds, I keep the gates between worlds. Okay, I don't really share that on the show, but I see it every day. I stand at the crossroads. I see it. People are refusing to change, and this is an eye-opener for the masses. Yes, we are having more and more wake up. Yes, the ascension process is happening. It's wonderful. This is going to help speed it along as a slingshot, but not everyone will make it.
I agree. I totally agree. No, a lot of people don't want to do the right thing. A lot of people want to do what they want to do for themselves.
Precisely. So this is why you're getting the messages you're getting. This is why I'm getting the messages I'm getting. This is why J-Tree is getting what he's getting. All of us sentient, gifted beings are having to transfer this information to the world right now and put it in the public's eye so we can help people wake up. The people that are ready to wake up are waking up, and they need to know we are out there. They need to know there is still good love and light unconditionally in this world. And I'll be damned if, and excuse my French on the show, but I'll be damned if someone's going to step up and try and judge someone that's waking up.
That I don't even understand that. What that means. You mean judge? If someone's trying to wake up?
Judge.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can't even
look
conceive
at it
that
this
thought.
Way. Every time we have a voice, every time we, sentient beings like yourself, me, J-Tree, come out and we speak the truth, we speak what's really going on in spirituality, what's really happening with something like what's going on today with the CV virus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We speak the truth. People begin to wake up. And then the people that want to stay on that lower vibration, they want to judge the people that are waking up.
Does it bother you? It doesn't bother me. I just like shrug my shoulders and say, okay, fine.
It bothers me because I'm spiritual warfare. I deal with the demons. I deal with kicking butt.
And
it bothers me because I'm in the spiritual warfare department. Now, it shouldn't bother those of us like yourself or J-Tree that are healers, but it bothers me because that means I got more work on my hands.
Yeah, but you can't tell somebody when they're gonna flip their light on. You can't do that. Only God knows that.
Right.
And they may never flip their light on in this body.
Right. But what I'm saying is when
destiny.
Someone's flipping their light on, someone else comes in and tries to turn it off again.
Well, somebody mentioned something to me.
It's the naysayers and the bullies that I don't care for anymore.
All right. Okay, well, God bless you for your work. Because for me, I just brush it off my shoulder and I walk further and I go, and then I send out information to people that I feel are ready, and then they go, oh, wow, we want more. And I go, I just keep sharing more, you know, and then I turn on to other people, and then it spreads. It spreads.
Oh, it always
grows.
It always does.
Can I read? I want to quote something. Love grows when you love, and it affects everyone outside yourself. If you choose love, then the same amount of your choosing is available to the collective. It's 1 to 1,000. If you choose fear, it's 1-on-1. So when you love, you create more love for the collective. You know,
well,
and we don't own anything. We're only here visiting. We're only visiting here. We're only enjoying what God gave us and the beautification that's around us. And we should always honor Mother Nature and give thanks for being here to
create. Well, yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. Physical reality is a illusion and construct as a school for us to learn and develop as the spiritual sentient beings we are. So
yeah.
I totally agree with you. We are going to have to cut you off there. I did take down your number, if that's okay with you. I want to discuss future shows with you and other events, okay?
I would love to. I think about you guys all the time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for tuning in and calling in and sharing with us. You stay healthy, happy, and safe.
I will. And the same to you both.
Love and light.
Now. Love and light.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Jade, would you like to share the website, all of that at the moment?
Absolutely. Don't forget to visit us at WiccanTreeOfLife.com, WiccanTreeOfLife.com, as well as Merlin's Staff, MerlinsStaff.com. Call in to get a reading or any other spiritual need that you have, 678-791-8913. Leave a message, and one of us would be glad to call you back, set up an appointment, and we can do tarot readings, we can do psychic readings, any kind of reading that you may need. Prices are listed on our website, I believe, and we have new items that we're adding all the time. So please remember to go back and take a look. And don't forget to, if you're on Facebook, come and find us, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. It's a yin and yang tree that you can go ahead and you can like it and you can follow us. Don't forget, Wednesday nights, we've got The Witch's Inn, too, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio, hosted by... drum roll, please. Psychic Talk Radio.
Thank you. All right, our next caller for today, and thank you, J-Tree, for that.
You're welcome.
Can't stop laughing! Next caller today is Erica 347 First Regis, or 463. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from Long Island, New York. And my question is, I'm wondering if you guys think that I should stay at my current job or not, like meaning if it's a bad job for me or not. I'm still on probation. I got the job there around like a little bit before Christmas. And I'm just wondering what you pick up about me and the job. And also if you see things working out with me and someone named Frank.
All right. Well, we've got to have to stick to one question. So what would
you
become more concerned about?
I guess the job.
Okay. As far as the job is concerned, stick to it.
I didn't suggest anyone to leave their job right now.
Yeah.
At all. Be thankful that you have one. And if you are working right now, stay with it. There will be a time and a place where you can move on, but now would not be the time.
You know, I feel her blossoming eventually in the current job position. And
I
feel that there's some challenges right now that she's not feeling quite comfortable with.
And not confident, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not quite comfortable or confident within the beginning stages of this career in your current job. But stick to it. Know that you're going to be okay and step up with that confidence. You are valuable. Your capability is valuable.
You are
what
enough.
You provide is valuable. You are enough. Just stick with that, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
order
I feel like
up.
A lot of people who've been there. I feel like a lot of people who've been there for years, like they don't like me. The women don't like me. They just don't
Let
like me.
Let me give you a good piece of advice. And this is something that I've rolled with for probably the past 30 years. What other people think of you is none of your business. You are not put on this earth to be liked by anybody. You are not put on this earth to do anything other than what you're doing. Stay strong with what you're doing and don't give two hoots and a holler. There's a four-letter word that begins with an F that you know what I'm about to say, but I can't because we're on air. Mm-hmm. But
Oh, you can say it on air. I mean, we're adult, but...
Well, I'll be honest with you then. You know something? You don't need to give a fuck what anybody thinks about you because you are enough. You are the one that's doing what you need to do. And if they have a problem with you, that's with them. That's not with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's
I
a good thing.
Right?
The job that I had met Frank at, that's the job that I had left to go on to this job. And me and him still sort of keep in touch, but, like, I want more.
Yeah, stay in the one you're in now, okay?
You'll be fine.
Stay positive. And other people's opinions about you don't freaking matter. It's your opinion about yourself that makes your own self worth or value.
When I was younger, I would walk into a room and I wonder who used to like me. Now as I'm older, I walk into a room and I wonder who I'm going to like.
Mm-hmm.
Times change. Things change quickly. And you need to have that philosophy the same way. Is that, you know something, yesterday you worried who was going to like you. Now today you're going to walk in and you're going to wonder who you're going to like. There's a big difference and there's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But Frank, he still calls me, like, well, texts me, but I wonder if he just wants just physical from me.
I'm sorry, sweetie. We had to stick to one subject only on the show for today. Okay?
Okay.
We wish you well and call in next time and we can talk about him.
Alrighty.
All right. Bye bye.
Love and light.
Love and light. Stay healthy and stay
healthy.
Good.
Be safe.
Okay, next caller for today is 919, first three digits are 641. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is, and thank you so much for taking the call. My question is regarding my work. Yesterday, I had a meeting with my manager, her manager, which is our division unit, and human resources. And I'm not sure how to feel about the call, and I'm just wondering how do you see things working out for us. I absolutely love the job. My manager doesn't love the job, and I'm just wanting to make sure yesterday's meeting didn't cause major rifts.
It may have caused a little ruffling, but I'm not seeing a major rift.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't go how I didn't expect it, but it definitely didn't go how I expected. So I could tell my manager was a little bit taken off guard, and she's very vindictive. Okay. So.
Hold on one moment. We're getting something on the radar here. Give us one moment.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm just seeing a few feathers ruffled. But there's not going to be a major rift. Have you, has someone in your life recently crossed over, left this world?
Recently, not in the last year.
Okay. And about how long ago was the last one?
I say my father-in-law, probably maybe about 5 years. Four or five years now, my father-in-law.
Okay. And let me ask you, this is going to sound very weird. Is there any significance with baby powder?
Yes. Yes.
All right. What's the significance with baby powder?
My mother passed when I was a year old, well, actually 13 months, and I have absolutely no memory of her, which sometimes gets very difficult. But the baby powder, there are certain things that I'll picture, or I'll hear, or I'll smell, or I'll feel, and I ask questions, and I've found out there are certain things that she used to do.
She's here.
What was her name?
Okay. I chuckle because that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
She came to visit when I'm sitting here, and I sent a message to Reverend Adam, and I said, "Do you smell baby powder?" And he's like, "No, why?" And I'm like, "Because there's
and
so many visitors."
And then I smelled some more, and then I'm like, "Oh, there it is." And we're in the office. We've got all of our altars here. So usually I'm able to see spirit, and I can sense someone here. I just couldn't, like, pick up on it right away.
What was her name, honey?
Wow. My name is Kay. My mother's name was Gladys.
Gladys. Gladys, is that you?
Gladys Gladstone. I love it. All right, what's the last name, hon?
Gladys' last name.
Carol. Oates.
How do you pronounce
her maiden
that?
Name was Carol.
Oates.
O-A-T-E-S. Yep. Oates.
Okay. Well, you might want to know that she supports you and loves you dearly. You didn't know her that well?
No, 13 months.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
And I hate it because there are times when I wish I could hear her voice or even remember her voice, but I don't.
She's
but
with
it's
you.
So
yeah,
crazy
she is with you every day, honey. She is relentless.
I believe it.
She loves you. And she cares about you.
It.
She only wished that she could have been here physically for you, but
and she's watched you, girl.
She has watched
you.
She's
so proud of
you.
Oh, my God. I love it. Thank you.
And she says, don't you let anybody come in the way of your happiness.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Heavy.
You guys have... Y'all have made my day. Yeah.
And she said,
what
happened with your dad? What happened with your dad?
I love my dad. I think I feared my dad more than I loved him because I was so afraid of him.
To make peace with your dad, okay? I don't want to know how he crossed over, and we don't say the P word or the D word here, so I do apologize.
Okay.
Now that he's crossed over, your mom wants you to forgive him and to let it go.
Okay.
She wants you to forgive him. She wants you to let it go. She wants you to give him that love and light and know that he came from a place of pain. He came from a place of ignorance, you know. We can't blame people that haven't done their own inner healing or work. They didn't know better. They didn't know another way.
Yes. Okay. Understood.
She wants you to know that whatever you're doing with your life right now, keep doing it, because she is
right.
She is just overabundant with love and with light, and she's so proud of you, and she keeps saying that to me. She's like, tell him I'm proud of her.
I love it, because I have been struggling. Well, this is the first time I've ever been in a job that I can honestly say I absolutely love. And so that was one of the reasons I want to have this peace with my manager. She's the one that's unhappy, and I don't want that. I don't want that energy. And
don't get
so
caught up in the toxicity of it all.
Okay.
You know, keep your distance
and it's
from
so
her.
Funny.
Like, be cordial and be nice. But I mean,
yes,
other than that,
yes.
Don't even get involved with anything.
Right.
Yes. And so to answer the question about what am I doing about the social distancing, right now I work for the state, and we are now pretty much teleworking, working remotely until further notice. And part of me said I'm grateful for that, because after yesterday's meeting, it prevents me from having to have that close interaction with her. So it's just divinely ordered, and it's working out the way it's supposed to. So I thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, and thank you for sharing, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Please keep listening. It was a pleasure to talk with you tonight. Love and light.
Love and light to you as well.
Love and light. Stay healthy and stay good. All
no,
right.
Don't stay good. That's no fun. Stay healthy,
well,
yeah, but stay
yeah.
good. No. Let the mischief and shenanigans arise, because remember, you are at home. You work from home now. You are employee of the day, the week, the quarter, the year.
All right. Next caller for today is area code 307371. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming. And I was just wondering, I've had a lot of changes in my life lately. Like, it just seems like everything's changing, like, without, and I it's hard for me to accept change. But it's just like the universe has taken over and, like, eliminating people from my life, make it, like, I have to move. Just bunches of stuff. And at the time, it seems like it's bad, but it's probably going to turn out to be a good thing, I know. And what I was wondering, though, there was an ex-boyfriend of mine, and I recently have started talking to him again, and I was just wondering what you see with that.
He's an ex for a reason. Whatever it was that
yeah.
split you guys up, it's going to split you up again.
Yeah, you're probably right. You are right. Okay. All right.
There's certain paths that they keep turning back in, and they keep looking, and they keep rearing their head, and they keep saying, oh, look, I'm back. But what we have to do is we have to break that cycle, because that's what it is. It's just a cycle. Whatever he used to get into your life to begin with, he's trying it again, and you have to eliminate it and stop it from happening, because you're going to get the same results, and that's not healthy.
Yeah, it isn't healthy. And you don't think he's changed, or?
A leopard don't change its spots.
No. He might have learned a lesson here or there, but not the major lesson. And honestly, the past is the past for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
at this point, it's like being able to say that you're dividing from him was a lesson to him, but getting back together would kind of non and void that lesson to begin with.
Okay. All right. Yep. I just needed to confirm what I was feeling, I guess. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Stay healthy.
Stay
happy. Okay. Thank you.
Love and light.
You too. Love and light. Thanks.
Love and light. All right, next caller for tonight, and I believe this will be our second to final caller for the night. Area code 610, first three digits are 357. Hello, caller, you're live and on air.
Hello. My question is, do you see me getting into a relationship soon or no?
I can see a courtship, because basically that's all that's going to happen right now. And it's funny how a relationship can come from a courtship, but it's going to be the old-fashioned way. It's going to be talks on the telephone. It's going to be Skyping or some sort of video calling. It's going to be get to know each other before you physically meet, because you're not going to have that option right off the bat. It's going to be something that's going to prevent that from happening. And that's why I said it's going to be an old-fashioned courtship. You're going to get to meet this guy, and you're going to be able to talk to him. You're going to get to know his mind, his spirit, his spirituality before you ever physically meet him. And there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be told verbally that you're going to need to know, that you're going to check off your list before you physically meet him, as opposed to, oh, here, I'm going to go on a blind date and see how it goes. No, it's not going to happen that way.
Okay. You will blossom and love life, but right now your vibration's raising. You're still healing. And you're having to learn that you are valuable and don't have to settle for less than what you truly want or deserve in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to wish you the best on that case scenario going forward. Of course, this year is a good year for you.
Yeah, you've got a lot of good things in your path. It's going to be a little bit preempted because of what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Now, how are you getting along with what's going on?
Well, just day by day, you know, finding things to do and looking for employment, which is a little bit difficult right now with all this going on.
Yeah.
Start looking virtually. Start looking towards these companies that want to hire people virtually to work from home, because obviously you've got a phone, so you probably have a computer too, right?
Right.
Okay, so look for something to work from home where you'd be able to make some money where you wouldn't have to leave the house, or go work in a grocery store, which I wouldn't suggest, but if need be, if you have to, you can. Walmart is hiring thousands of people. Grocery stores are hiring thousands of people.
Countrywide.
Work someplace where you don't have to have contact with people. If you have any skills, like in the accounting office or something, it's better to have exposure to 6 people as it is opposed to hundreds of people. But, I mean, if you've got to do what you've got to do, then go to the grocery store and work there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you will have something in your lap that will help you be able to survive and live somewhat comfortably.
Everything is a stepping stone, and you have to take that into consideration that if you don't work from home and you do have to work out in the field someplace, then may it be you be protected with love and light so that way you don't have to worry about contracting this virus, and may the God and Goddess be with you at all times to make sure that you are protected.
Yeah.
Well, blessing be to you. May you maintain good health and positive life going ahead.
Love and
we
light.
Wish you love and light.
Love and light. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Our last and final caller for tonight will be area code 804. First 3 digits are going to be 386. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hello, good evening, and thank you both for taking my call. My name is Vernell. It's always V, like in Virginia, the state of Virginia. And the reason why I'm calling is on the morning of St. Patrick's Day, I lost my boyfriend very quickly, and I was wondering if he had any messages for me or anything, and would he keep watching over me?
Okay. One moment, please. What was his name?
His name was Charles.
Charles. It was very sudden, and it wasn't meant to happen at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He crossed over, but it wasn't by anything natural. What happened?
Well, he started getting sick right after Christmas. He was getting real terrible pain, and as the weeks went on, it was getting worse and worse. And then we went to the hospital recently, and they did a CT scan and discovered he had metastatic cancer, but they didn't find out where the source of it was coming from. But nonetheless, he was just, you know, very fastly getting worse and worse. Yeah, and then he died this past St. Patrick's Day on the 17th.
Okay. He is with you, and he will stay with you. He mm-hmm. will continue to watch and look after you from the other side. He's mm-hmm. sorry. He didn't know. This is what he keeps saying. And it's like he had a lot of hope that he was going to be okay. He didn't want to leave you behind. He didn't want to leave anybody behind. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of him that was healing in a emotional way, and, you know, there's a lot that he didn't make peace with in this world, but now that he's on the other side, he's kind of already made some peace with it. He just wants you to know he's okay. He's not in pain. He says, look, my hands are clean. My hands are clean. And I don't know exactly what that means, but he's saying my hands are clean.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And he's going to meet me when my time comes.
He most certainly will, and he will help you over when your time comes, but it will be something that needs to happen naturally. If you leave before your time is meant to be, then it will be a lot harder on both of you. But you need to remain strong and stay in this world. You have yet more tasks to be done.
Okay. Well, I guess if I call y'all again, y'all tell me what those are because I don't know.
Well, honey, you spread so much love and light into this world. You help many people. You help give people hope.
Okay. Okay.
Stay positive. Do not do what I see you trying to do.
Suicide. I'm really trying not to go there.
I know you're trying not to. I'm telling you, don't freaking go there. Because if you go there, you ain't going to see him. You're going to see something else.
Okay, I get what you're saying. And I won't.
Okay, good. And I'm not talking about the devil either. I'm talking about you ain't going to see him. You're going to be stuck in Dante's Inferno trying to figure your way out. And that won't be good.
Okay, well,
okay.
I won't go there.
All right. Stay positive. Stay good. He's with you every day. The only thing that is missing is the physical body.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And thank you both so much for letting me know that. It is really comforting to know that.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Love and light, sister.
He says he's calling you sunshine. And
mm-hmm.
he says you have the most beautiful smile. Excuse me. And that's what he would always tell you. You had the most beautiful smile.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good rest of your night.
Okay, thank you both.
You're welcome. Stay healthy. Stay good. Stay happy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. We did over an hour and a half show today.
Yeah, it was a great show, too, because there's a lot of good things that came out of it. We did a lot of good guidance. We did a lot of good things that would help a lot of people. We have a lot more people that are calling in because they are more tuned in, like that one caller was. Like she had told us that there's more and more people that are calling in that are more tuned in, that
mm-hmm.
are more here present, that are within the realm back to us. It's not all technology driven. It's not all rush, 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 rush. It's actually sit down and do something productive with your life other than just go through life.
Right.
Because so many people, they say there's a zombie apocalypse. No, we're coming out of being a zombie apocalypse.
Mm.
There's not so many people that are reliant on.
Good one, Jay.
I firmly believe that we are back. We are coming back. We are gathering us spiritual beings. We don't have the pollution and the convoluted sight anymore. We are here.
Mm.
And there's more and more people that are getting in tuned with themselves, that are being part of society again, that are actually doing things other than just being on their phone or working on a computer or rushing their life by. How there's so many people that when we're in a store, that we're so thankful and grateful to the people that are working there, that are stocking the shelves, that are doing the cashier, that are doing this, that are doing that, that are just amazing people, and they're such great human beings, and they just don't have to be there, and they are for us, the human race. They are keeping us going.
Right.
They are more important than anybody that's in a football field, on a basketball court, in a tennis court. I don't want to see the Olympics canceled this year. I would love to see the competition, because these people have worked so hard to get to that, that it'd be nice, even if they have to do this with no audiences and they have to do it virtually, if they have to compete, give them the chance, give them what they've worked so hard to get. Make the human race survive.
You know, dear spirit, dear universe, dear mother, father, God, and goddess, please help protect us right now. Please help this world heal. Please help those that are strong and waking up in this world to wake up and to be healthy. Please help guide and protect our callers on their path going forward in this life. And in the name of all that was, is, or shall ever be, may it be so as above, so below. Amen. So
earth,
mote it be.
Earth, air, water, fire, and spirit, guide us to be the best that we can be. Surround us in the white light that we need and we deserve. Keep us in the cone. Keep us happy. Keep us healthy. Keep us safe. This I ask of thee. From the east, the west, the north, and the south, may all the elements come together. May all the spirit world and us be combined as to being loving with our guardians watching over us while we take care of what needs to be done. May the scientists come up with a cure. May the scientists come up with the antivirus to go with this, and may we all survive. This I ask of thee. May love and light surround the world and the earth. May it heal. May we have the oxygen. May we have the resources that we need. This I ask of thee. As it's written above, may be written below, may no harm come to no one. So mote it be.
So mote it be. Once more, everyone, we wish you healthy, happy, love, and light. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.